News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03, and here on a Thursday morning at this time, we have been having conversations with some of the folks that are involved in the task force here in Riley County to, you know, try to get things under control with COVID-19. Bob Koppel, President, CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for coming back.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had some, I keep reinforcing, we're getting some positive numbers, you know, and obviously we're not fully clear, and you still, you know, that's not to say that you should, you know, minimize your, the restrictive actions, behaviors, and such that we should be continuing to implement. But things seem to have turned a corner so far here locally with the fight against the coronavirus.
Yeah, so over the last week, almost 10 days now, we've seen a pretty sharp drop-off in the number of people being hospitalized. Actually, we start this morning with 3 positive patients in our hospital. 2 of them are in the ICU, and actually they are both on ventilators, so we're pretty serious for them. We actually had a death yesterday of another patient. That person was not from Riley County, but from one of our neighboring counties. So, you know, again, we certainly encourage people to still take precautions, make sure we're masking, doing our social distancing and practicing good hand hygiene.
How do you feel that in Riley County we're handling things compared to some of the, you know, peer counties or neighboring counties? And the reason I ask that is because I understand it in Saline County, they the other day had their 100th COVID-related death. That's frightening.
Yeah, you know, of course, a lot of that is based on population and a whole bunch of other factors. Certainly, we know that demographics play a huge role in this. And so what's your percentage of aged population? Minorities have been specifically hit pretty hard by COVID. And so that also, I mean, that's kind of a big factor. And then really it's just, you know, underlying health issues and when are people addressing things. You know, I do think locally, this goes all the way back to last, about like April, May, community fairly, you know, I would not say aggressive, but moved along pretty well to start pushing for masking and really trying to educate people on what precautions are successful and really push people doing that. I do think we've seen a payoff from that because it certainly could have been a lot worse, our experience over the last 11 months and what it has been. And then I think we're all just kind of holding our breath to see, so what is next? What's the next kind of iteration? You know, there's a lot of material out about the new variants, and we do have those here in the state of Kansas, so just a handful of patients at this point, but that's, you know, just certainly illustrative of the spread. And I think the other thing is too, we are seeing a lot of patients who are having COVID, kind of post-COVID health issues.
Oh, I can talk about that.
Yeah. and so for a lot of people, it's 2 to 3 weeks after some that they'll start having either, we've had people with pulmonary embolisms, certainly people with complaints around massive fatigue. Just we're seeing patients coming back in now who have lung damage, heart damage, and they didn't necessarily have a significant COVID experience. And so that's why it's a little hard. And it's not everybody. I mean, like everything else, it's not everybody. It just seems to be specific individuals. But we are starting to see kind of that second iteration now of post-COVID patients who are now having some other health issues. And so, again, that's just I guess another good reason we should all be taking precautions and protecting ourselves, because it's not just the initial brush with COVID, it's the potential for having this downstream impact as well.
I know that myself, I have just been dealing with a chronic fatigue, and I'm losing hair. I don't like that part.
The hair loss is related to COVID.
That's the one that's most disturbing for me, I think. I've always been pretty proud of my hair.
You know, the fatigue, we're actually hearing that from a number of people, Dave. And, you know, a lot of it, so like, it's kind of interesting. So we've had some patients even admitted this week that they just weren't right, or they're, you know, having chest pain or this or that. And so when we're doing the imaging and doing some of the other testing, that they're like, oh, wow, look at the scarring on their lungs, or look at that. There actually is now issues with how their heart is functioning. And, you know, it's kind of this kind of after the effect impact that, you know, until, you know, if you're having those symptoms and stuff, this really is a good time now to be circling back with your physician to say, hey, what's going on here, to see if there's something that can be done to help people.
We're visiting with Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, this morning here at News Radio KMAN, getting an update on a number of things. And let's talk a little bit about vaccinations. I know that a lot of the frontline workers, people that are in the health healthcare industry, the other day I was at the dentist's office and they were getting ready to get their second round of the vaccine. And a lot of folks are getting the shots and still patiently waiting to get that first call or text message that it's their turn.
Yeah, so across the state, we're approaching 250,000 people. We've been at least had their first shot, and about a third of those have actually had both doses. Locally here for us, here at the hospital, we have given just over 1,400 doses, and about 800 first doses and around 600 second doses. And by the 1st of March, we will have given the second group of the second doses. We'll be around 1,600 doses we've given, but we'll have, completely vaccinated 800 people. And I think that's what we all have to kind of focus on doing is what can we contribute. I think Riley County Health Department has now provided over 5,000 doses. Most of those are actually first doses, and so they've had some second dosing, and I think it's this Friday, tomorrow, they've got another 600 people getting their second dose. And this really is, you just have to kind of chip away at the bigger number. There was something that came out yesterday. I think the state of Kansas is going to see about a 10% increase in the number of doses that we're getting. So that will allow, that'll increase our capacity here by March, to continue to, get more and more people get their vaccination each day. Right now, the state's averaging around 11,000 doses being delivered every day. So, obviously we'd like to see that higher, but that's, I always have to look at the glass half full side of it. Well, that's 11,000 people who are getting some additional protection every single day. So that's a good path to be on.
Okay. Well, seeing some progress, and I know that, we still encourage folks to go to the Riley County KS.gov website. They can get on there and get themselves lined up. I think that the new page that we have that you put up there a couple of weeks ago is working much better, because I got instant confirmation that my application had been received, so that's good news. Hey, you have another of the local COVID-19 task force meetings today. What is up for discussion?
So we have recovery task force this afternoon at 2 p.m., and you can watch that on the Zoom or live feed from the city. Actually, we'll get an update from Riley County on where they are with vaccine, because I think they have a clinic today and tomorrow on about 600 people each day, so that's good news. The Flint Hills Regional Council did a business confidence survey about 2 weeks ago, and so we're going to get to see some of the preliminary results from that. And so that was asking business owners and people in the community, asking some questions about business health, business impact from COVID, and then kind of looking ahead. So I'm actually pretty interested to see what those results look like. I believe we're going to get an update from the state SPARK task force. So that was a group of folks who were kind of tasked with deciding how to distribute the federal dollars that came to Kansas. And Lyle Butler, here from Manhattan, was actually the chair of that group. So we're going to get an update on that. And then the task force had started back in December, kind of a lessons learned kind of summary document, because we really feel like we've got to get our takeaways from this this experience, if you will, and also this helps us plan for the future. So we're going to be looking at that kind of summary document again. And then we always have an opportunity to talk about what's new, what's changing, emergent issues, that sort of thing. So we'll see what all our task force members bring to us.
All right. Well, we will be following along with that and reporting on that as well. Bob, thanks much for joining us this morning. Appreciate the work that you and all those at the hospital and throughout the healthcare industry here in the community are doing on behalf of, bringing this thing down to a much more manageable level.
Yep. Well, thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate the opportunity.
7:13 in the morning on News Radio KMAN. Appreciate Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO, joining us this morning.